We are holding the two dots on Yud Zayin Amud Beis. So the Moriz goes very quickly here, this Amud. So I hope to just get to the Mishnah on Yud Ches Amud Aleph today. So that Amud is quite large. We'll lessen the load on your Mishnah. Okay. It says in we learned in our Mishnah, Shekohen Gadol Makriv Chelek Barosh Venotel Chelek Barosh. And the Kohen Gadol has the right, anytime, not to see Yom Kippur, anytime he wants, he can be the first to be makriv. If he wants to offer a sacrifice, he has the first choice to do so. But not tel chelek barosh. And when it comes to those that are eaten, he can eat which one he wants. Also, he takes first the dibs at it, at what he. And now the Gemara brings a brayso. So Tanur Rabbanan, Kate said, Makriv chelek barosh. How is that? Omer, he says, Ola zu ani makriv. He says, you know, I want to makriv this ola. So you have to let him do it. Mincha zu ani makriv. I want to makriv this mincha. And Kate said, Notel chelek barosh. How is that? Omer, he says, Chata zu ani ochel. Because I want to eat from that, you know, that piece of the chata. So you have to give it to him. Asham ze ani ochel. To give it to him. Okay, so now comes the next part of this brisa. Pay attention to, because that's what we're going to be discussing. And then Raisa goes on, V'notel chala mishtei chalos. It's talking around Shavuos, the shtei alechem that are brought to Matir, the Chadash for the Menachos on Shavuos. So two chalos are brought. So he takes one out of these two chalos, the Kohen Gadol. V'arba o chamesh mimase lechem apanim. And every Shabbos, you know, the 12 loaves, lechem apanim, were switched every Shabbos on the Shulchan, in the Beis HaMikdash. So he takes four or five, we'll see why four or five, mimaisa lechem apanim, each Shabbos. Rabbi Omer, le'olam, the Kohen Gadol, always takes a lechem apanim, chamesh. Shneemar, as it says, he learns it from a pasuk, v'haisa le'aron u'levanav, mechsa le'aron u'mechsa le'banav. Five for Aaron, the Kohen Gadol, and five for the other Kohanim. So Rashi is going to point out, we're going to see the obvious question is, but there's 12 Lechem Apanim. So half for Aaron and half for should be six and six. Okay, we're going to see that. Plus they ask, according, if the Rebbe learns from a Pasuk, okay, that's a Pasuk, says five, half and half. So we saw here before the Rabbanan is four or five, you know, it's just not half. So how do the Rabbanan where do they get it from? I mean, they don't, what's their source? I mean, there's a Pasuk that says half and half. So they say that they agree basically with the Pasuk that Aaron and the Banav are not supposed to be the same. That they are supposed to be the same. Now, he doesn't just take Chalik with everybody, that he's different. However, to take Mamish, what everybody gets, that he gets just for himself, that's so much, that's not like Derech Erez to take so much, like Keneged Kulam. So he gets more, but not mamish half and half. So they basically use that pasuk as well. Okay, so now the Gemara asks, Haguf Akasha, it seems to be a stira in this brisa. Why? Amar, you said, Notel Chalachas Mishtei Chalas. On Shavuos, he takes one out of the two. So how much is that? Half, exactly. So Mani, who holds this? Rabbi, as we saw in the end of the brisa, right? Rabbi says half and half. So the ratio is going like that. That's like Rabbi. The Amar Palga Shakal, he takes half. I aim him, it's Yasa, but the next case, we said with the Lechem Apanim, Arbo Chomesh, Mimaisa Lechem Apanim. So who is that going like? Asan Rabbanan, the Amri Lo Shakil Palga, who holds, like we just said, he doesn't take Mamish half. He takes less. So that's like the Rabbanan. And then Aim a Seifa, Rabbi Yomer, finally, Lo Olam Chamesh. Yim Kain, Reish of a Seifa, Rabbi Mitziyasa Rabbanan. So it comes out, not so great, we don't like to say this, that the Mishnah split up. That the Reish that talks about half is talking about Rabbi. Then we go on to the Rabbanan, then we're going back to Rabbi again. So it's not a good structure in the Brisa. So the Gemara answers, no. Amar Abaye, Reish Mitziyasa Karabbanan. That the both the Reisha and the Mitzyasa is Rabbanan, which would be very nice. You know, Reish Brisa Machlekes. The Brisa starts off with Rabbanan, first two things, and then comes Rebbe arguing, and that's that. Aye, but it's a stira. The Shtei Alechem we said is Chetzi Chetzi exactly, and then when it comes to the Lechem Apanim, it's less than half. So how could that both be Rabbanan? So our answer is Umode Rabbanan Beprusa the Lav Orach Ara Lemesva LeKohen Gadol. So what happens if there's only two lachamim? right? First to first Shuah. So if we're going to give less than half to the Kohen Gadol, which we would like to do really, but then it would mean that they would have to, we'd have to take, they couldn't give him, we'd have to take one of the lechamim, cut it in half, and give, or part of it, and then give him a little bit less. It's not derech eretz to cut off a piece and to give him not, you know, part of the whole loaf. It's not nice. So therefore, if named Breira, we have to give him the whole loaf.
He must take, or if he wants?
If he wants. All this is talking about if he wants. He never, because we're going to see, it's going to be nogay a little bit in the next piece and part also, that we're going to be discussing, that we'll see clearly, that it's not, none of this he has to take, it's only if he wants. Anyway. Okay, let's see Rashi here. Mishtei chalos, we said shalatzeres, and shuas. Arba chamesh, b'chol Shabbos v'Shabbos, v'lkami mefarsh, matai arba matai chamesh. That's the next thing we're going to be discussing. What's this 4 or 5? What is it? What, 4 or 5? When 4, when 5? That's what we're going to be discussing next.
You cannot take everything. You cannot take both.
Right. B'hai sala aron olavanav, b'lechem apanim siv. This refers to the lechem apanim, that it's half and half. Mechsal aron, etc. V'apal pish ein shteim asar, like we said before. So what do you mean half and half? He gets 5. That's not half. We know there's 12 chalas. Yesh b'em shtei chalot she'enan mitchalchot k'mefarsh v'az. However, there's going to be 2 that are not going to be distributed like that, that are separate out of the cheshbon, and therefore it's really 10, and therefore it's 5 and 5. What, the 2 is we're going to see in Yitzhak Shem very shortly. Asan the Rabbanan. So we said that the middle case is Rabbanan because you're getting less than half, right? The Amri lo shakil palga, who say you don't get half. The shakil palga batzir mechamesh lo shakil. Because if they're going to take a half, so then they shouldn't take less than 5. I mean, yet it says 4. So that can't, that's Rabbanan. It says they don't take half. He doesn't take half. Reisha mitziyasa Rabbanan. So it comes out that we said no. The really Reisha mitziyasa are both Rabbanan. The Amri lo shakil palga. You don't take half. Ela batzir mi palga. Rather batzir mi palga. We are getting less now. Ay de kashala chala de shtei lechem de shakila kula motor Rabbanan. The lava ochara and the mifsera ula mesav prusa lekohen gadol. So we said that the first case says he is taking half, one of the 2 chalas. So he said, no, that's not their cheretz to the mifrase to cut a piece off and give a prusa to the Kohen Gadol. That's not nice. So therefore, without a lace prayer, we give him the whole thing. Yuchas Samadol. So now the Gemara declares, Umay Arba O Chamesh. Okay, we said, this is a funny, we're saying when Rabbanan, four or five the Kohen Gadol gets. What's this 4 or 5? So more clears the Rabbanan, the Amri Hanichnas Notel Sheish, Vyotse Notel Sheish. This is the schar of the Hagafas Lasos. Mishtei Esrei. He doesn't take Mishtei Esrei. By Miflag, Mipeleg, you have to divide it out. But Batsir Chada, Mipalga, and you have to take a little bit less than that, less than half, and therefore Chamesh Shakil, he takes 5. The Rabbi Yehuda, Damar Nichnas Notel Sheva, Shtayim is Bishar Hagafas Lasos, 2 is for closing the doors, V'yotze Notel Chamesh, and the people going out take 5. So therefore, Mi Eser by Mipeleg, therefore you have to take from, divide it out from 10, therefore 5 and 5, yet Batsir, Chada Mipalga, you have to take away 1 from that, so it shouldn't be exactly half, and therefore Shkil Arba, takes 4. Okay, in other words, we have a machloikis, it's in Sukkah, we have a machloikis between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda over there, how we divide out the lechem apani. Right, so each week is a different mishmar that's served in the Beis Hamikdash. There's 24 mishmaras, and on Shabbos that's when they switch. They switch Shabbos like afternoon. The shift that was there from last week, they do the korban tamid and musaf, and then they switch. The new shift comes in. So the lechem apanim that are on the shulchan, so they're given to these kohanim of these 2 shifts. We have the shift coming in and the shift leaving. So there's a machloikis. There is a shaila that perhaps since the shift that was there the whole week, right? They're finishing off on Shabbos, and they open the doors of the in the Beis Hamikdash. We'll see the heichal, etc. They open the doors. So then they're not closing the doors, because they're leaving before the doors are closed every evening. So they left in the middle of Shabbos. So who closed the door? The new shift. And they close the door on Motzei Shabbos, and they started, and they close the door. They were open in the morning. So there's a machlokes between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda that perhaps the one, the shift that closes the door, in the schar for closing the doors, they get an extra two challahs. Okay, so therefore, two challahs are not of the cheshbon, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And that goes to the shift that closes the door as a prize for closing the doors, that's out of the cheshbon. So therefore, all we're left with is 10 challahs. Okay, out of these 10 challahs, 5 for the shift again that left, and 5 for the new shift that comes in. So it comes down, the new shift that comes in gets 7, right? And the 5 plus the 2 for their prize. Okay, and so that's one. Whereas Rabbanah said, no, they don't get a prize for closing the door, and therefore it's just 6 and 6. Okay, so now we can make the judgment. Now we understand where this 4 and 5 comes in Rabbanah. How? So the Rabbanan didn't want to take sides. The Rabbanan by us and our Braisa, different Rabbanan, right? They didn't want to take sides in this machloikas, right? If the shift that's coming in gets the extra prize of 2, they didn't want to take sides in this machloikas. So therefore, to cover both sides, they said the Kohen Gadol gets 4 or 5. How 4 or 5? So again, so according to Rabbanan, that there's no prize. So therefore, there's the full 12. 6 for the shift going in, 6 for the shift going out, 6 and 6, and so there's 12. Okay, now this is why we said before it doesn't have to be the coin, because the coin gadol doesn't take anything, because why do you have to mention to me the shift's going in and shift's going out, the coin gadol's taking half, so it means that he doesn't have to take. So if he wouldn't take, so therefore there would be 6 for the people going in, 6 for the people going out, those are all the lechamer in the cheshbon. So therefore, and now the coin gadol gets to take half of that, which would be what, 6 out of the 12. However, going to Rabbanan now in our Braisa, it's not nice that you should take the all 6, so therefore he takes one less 5. That's how you get to the cheshbon of 5. And how do you get the cheshbon of 4? Going to Rabbi Yehuda, to cover Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda said, 2 are out of the cheshbon, so forget about it. They go, they're a prize, this char, for closing the doors. Fine. So now all we're left with is 10. So out of the 10, 5 for people coming in, 5 for people going out. But again, the Kohen Gadol out of these 10, in theory, could take half, which would be 5. But it's not nice to take a 5, so therefore he takes one less. That's 4, and that's how you get the cheshbon of 4. So the 5 and the 4 is not taking sides in this machloikas, either like the Rabbanan or like Rabbi Yehuda. That's the 5 and the 4.
Who does he take it from? The in or the out?
So he takes it... He takes it from, how does it work that he'd be before their mechalik?
But then, if you think of odd number, then you have a seven, then who's going to get that extra?
The what?
If you're taking 5, then.
Right. No, so then they can, so they split it. Right, that's why they have to do. Right, that's okay. It's okay to split the challahs amongst the kohanim. It's just not kava to give it to the kohen. That's why first he would take. That's why they say dafka in that order. Because otherwise, they would have to. They take first, and then they have to give him the challah, and then have to split it and give him. You're not allowed to give split. That's what we said before. So first he takes, and then they split. Okay, that's a Sirashi. Rashi. Okay, Sirashi over here in Amud Aleph. Umay arba o chamesh. Okay, matai arba, matai chamesh. So the Rabbanan, as we said, the pligi aleh to Rabbi Yehuda with Perka Chalil and Sukkah. V'amri mishmar yotzei notel sheish, mishmar nichnas notel sheish. They each take 6. V'schar hagafas glasos lo shakil. According to this opinion, Rabbanan, there's no schar for closing the doors. Lo shakil mishmar nichnas. Nimtzu kulan ba'os milchakot. V'koin gadol cholek sham shtehem. Right, so they all of them are in the cheshbon of these 12. And so im shnehem umishneim asar miflag, right? And they take the all the 12 are in the cheshbon umachalik umechsa shalem eino notel, but he can't take the whole half, which is 6, as we said, because it's not nice according to the rabbanan. So bat yichale, we take one off of the cheshbon mipalga, and therefore chamish shakil, he takes 5. However, the Rabbi Yehuda nichnas the amar nichnas notel shteim, that the ones that are coming in, they're going to be ending up closing the doors that night, they get a prize of 2. Below mechaldet, they're out of the cheshbon. Below machloket, bischar shehu magif lemotzei Shabbos, daltot hazara, because the vechil and the vehechal, the lishchos, right, all the doors, so they get this prize. So meila shepitchel shacharis mishmar yashiatzelo, right? Because the patcho mishacharis mishmar yashiatzelo, because the ones that were there this last week, they're the ones that opened it up in the morning. So therefore mi eser by mipelig. So therefore we're dealing with 10 now, because 2 are out of the cheshbon, they're going as a prize. We're left with 10. She'ein shtayim baot b'machloket, we said, because 2 of them are not going to be divided out. ki scharam him, because that's their schar. And then batzir chada mi pelga de eser v'shakil arba, and therefore according to this Rabbi Yehuda, the second opinion, so therefore we're dealing only with 10, and therefore really would be 5 and 5, but we take one less because again it's not right that he should take the whole 5, and therefore he gets one less v'shakil arba. Okay, so the only one last hara that hit me when I was learning this, and then I saw Rosh Hashem, the Rosh Hashem says it. So then it comes out, though, that's, up to now we're just explaining the Rabbanan, right? And Rabbanan is the first two shita, that the challahs they take half because no other way, and for the shtei lechem, right? And by the lechem apanim, so the 4 and the 5 to cover both shitas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, fine. But then we had Rebbe, right? Rebbe says 5. So I mean, so where does this 5 come from? Right? He says, he and you take 5. Why not? So it comes out that Rebbe is taking sides in this machlokes. Right? He is holding like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Because he says you give exactly 5. You don't take off. He gets a full half. So according to the Rabbanan, right, what's a full half? The full half would be 6. Right? Because they hold there's no schar hagafas latos for closing the doors. Therefore, there's 6 and 6, right? Not you get a full, there's 12 altogether. The Kohen Gadol will get 6. Right? According to Rabbi Yehuda, there'd be 2 go to that, so it's 5 and 5, so it'd be 5. So it comes down, the fact that Rebbe is saying 5, that's it, he gets right? So that's telling us that he's holding like Rabbi Yehuda. He's not taking into account the Shita Rabbanan, because then he should have said 6 or 5. You know, so 6 according to Rabbanan, 5 according to Rabbi Yehuda, but he didn't say that. He just said, takes 5, which means he's clearly holding like Rabbi Yehuda. I saw the Rosh Hashanah says that. Okay, as one last, another attempt. Rav Amar, Kula Rebbe, again we're in another attempt, we're answering up this problem that the Braisa was not a good structure. We started off half and half, which is Rebbe, then we went on to the Rabbanan with the 4 and 5, then we went back to Rebbe again. So the first answer said, no, the first two parts is Rabbanan, and the end is Rebbe. But now Rava takes a different approach, Kula Rebbe, it's all Rebbe, the entire Braisa is all Rebbe. Misavar la ka Rebbe Yehuda. And he's holding, like we said before also, really, that he's only holding like Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, that there's for sure 2 go to the schar for closing the door. Right? He's holding like that, Shita. And so why the 4 and the 5, though? So it's fine. So now it's the Reisha is great, because it says 1 out of the 2 challahs, that's half and half, and that's Rebbe. You take exactly half. So that's great. And now the second case of the 4 and the 5, though, why 4 and 5 according to Rebbe? You should just be, if we're saying you hold like Rebbe Yehuda, then again he should just take 5 and finish. What's this 4 and 5? The Elamai Arba, and what's this, and what's this Arba? It should be Chamesh, right? My Arba, he should be taking 5. He's only like Rebbe Yehuda, 2 out of the Cheshbon, you're dealing with 10. He says you take exactly half, you should take 5, half of 10. So the Gemara explains, Ha chamesh by the mishkan, should be taking 5. Lo kasha. Why? Ha deika mishmar hamisakev. When do you take 4? When there's a mishmar hamisakev that's hanging around. And ha deika mishmar hamisakev. And when do you take 5? That if there's no mishmar hanging around. And Gemara clears, Iika mishmar hamisakev. Therefore, if there's a mishmar that's hanging around, then for mishmone by lemiflag v'shakil arba, then you have to divide out 8, and you take half of that, which is 4. V'ileika mishmar hamisakev. If you don't have the mishmar that's hanging around, then mi'eser by miflag, then you divide out from 10, you use the whole 10, and by lemiflag with name, for he takes half, which is 5. Okay, meaning. Okay, a little bit background information, and the Rashi is a little bit long Rashi, but he's just explaining all this, just background information. Okay, so it comes out like this, that when there's we said that every week a different Mishmar works in the Beis HaMikdash, a different group of Kohanim, okay? When there's a Chag, though, they all work. All the Mishmars come together and work at a Chag. Okay, like Sukkot, Pesach, whatever, you can have Shabbos Chol HaMoed, right? You have Shabbos in the Chag. So when it's Shabbos and the Chag, that's when they're going to switch. So every Shabbos, the lechem gets distributed. There was a new lechem that's been on the table. So what happens? All the mishmaras, they take a chelik in the lechem from the lechem apanim on the table. Fine. So then comes a situation where you might have a situation where first of all, let's say the Chag comes out on or ends up on Yom Shishi or Yom Rishon. Okay, let's say the Chag ends on Friday. Okay, so Mele, you can't leave on Shabbos, right? The Mishmar is really finished on right? So their week's fit, but they can't. The Chag's over. Everybody's there on for the Chag. So really, on Yom Shishi, let's say, everybody goes home. That's it. And who remains? Only that Mishmar, you know, remains, and that for that week, and by themselves, and then and the one new one comes in on Shabbos, and that's that. But they can't leave. It's Shabbos goes into Friday goes into Shabbos. So they can't leave on it's Yom Tov Shabbos, and they can't leave. So they're Mele. Everybody's going to be there on Shabbos as well. So what happens? So in such a situation, everybody gets still the gets divided out the chalas as well. Or so too, if they have to if the Yom Tov starts on Yom Rishon, so everybody has to be there early on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos already, because they can't come there on Yom Rishon, because it's Yom Tov, they can't come the day of Erev, which is Shabbos, so they have to come on Yom Shishi. So since everybody has to be there, it's not their choice, so in those two scenarios, and again, on that Shabbos, everybody splits. However, now it comes to what's located to us, what happens if you can have, when the Chag, let's say, finishes, last day of the Chag is Yom Chamishi, Thursday, okay, the Chag finishes. So now, really, everybody can go home on Yom Shishi, and that's it. And then we're back to our regular, you know, ins and outs of the Mishmarot. Okay. That, however, they have a choice if they want. Some of them said, "Oh, we're not going to schlep home on Erev Shabbos, you know, travel Erev Shabbos, right? So we'll stay over. We'll stay over for Yom Shishi." Or you can have the same thing the other way. Let's say the Chag starts on Yom Sheni, on Monday. Okay, so again, really, Shabbos, Shabbos, Sunday, everybody can go home, and that's it. And Monday, whatever not everybody, whatever all the mishmar can come on Monday, right? When the Chag starts on Erev, which is Sunday. But somebody says, we're going to come on Erev. You know, we have Shabbos, and then we're going to come only on Yom Rishon. And so I say, you know what? We're going to come already for Shabbos and start already at Shabbos. So they have an option. That's called the Mishmar HaMisake we were talking about. So then, they, since it's optional, they didn't have to be there. They just chose to be there. We're not going to give them an equal a share in the Lechem Apanim, like we said, with everybody. But what we do is we give them two. Okay, we give the two that they can, two of the Lechamim. That's a Mishmar HaMisake in either direction, either, you know, before or after Shabbos. So they don't have to be there. If they want to be there, they just get two. So now, we have the, now we can put everything together. Okay, so now we can understand where the 4 and 5 comes from. Again, we're going to Rebbe, who says the Kohen Gadol gets exactly half. He's holding like Rebbe Yehuda that there is schar for closing the doors. Okay, so that's, those two are out of the cheshbon. So then we have two different scenarios there for what we're left with. Okay, because we're only dealing with maximum anyways 10 chalas, because two are going for the schar for closing the doors. So we're left with maximum 10. So if there's no misakim, mishmar that's hanging around, so we're dealing with 10, 5 for the Kohen Gadol if he wants, and 5 for the mishmar, and that's the 5. If there's a mishmar that's hanging around, so now, besides 2 given for the schar, that's always, and we're left with 10, another 2 are given for this mishmar that's hanging around, so now we're left with 8. Kohen Gadol again, and Kohen Gadol Rebbe gets exactly half, which is 4. So there's your 4. So it's 5 and 4. 5 if there's no one hanging around. 4, he gets if there is one hanging around. There's your 5 and the 4. So the only thing is, it's a little bit funny, but the Ritva says that, how do you use a read in the Brisa though? We're saying therefore everything's Rebbe. But it's a little bit, how does it read? We start off the Brisa and he says, with the Lechem, Shtei Lechem, he gets 1 out of 2. Good. Then Lechem Panim, 4 or 5. And then it says, V'Rebbe Omer, so how can you say that the first part is Rebbe Omer Chamesh? Right. First of all, the first part actually have a Rebbe Yomer. We're saying the first part is also Rebbe. What's the Rebbe Yomer? So you have to say what it means is you have to say like I'm sorry. No. I'm just saying the lashon. The Gemara is going to ask something else. The Gemara is going to say why only Chamesh should be 4 or 5. Okay, that's Gemara's question in a second. But I'm just saying stop. If you're going to say the whole thing's Rebbe, how does it read? You know, because the brisa starts right. No tel chala chamishtei chala is fine. V'arbe v'chamisha lechem ma'is lechem bani. Rebbe Omer la'olam to get 5. What do you mean? We said the first part's also Rebbe. Okay, so the Ritva says you have to read it. It's like as if it says she Rebbe Omer. It's like as said because Rebbe says that it's a continuation. It's not a different sheet. We're saying it's all Rebbe. She has to read something like that. Okay, so now comes the question that was just intimated. Gemara says, "Ihachi, my Rebbe Omer, lo olam chamesh." Right? Why does it say no? Lo lam chamesh. Not true. We just got through saying that the arba chamesh, which is also Rebbe, because sometimes it's arba and sometimes it's chamesh. So how can we say and Rebbe omer lo lam chamesh? It's not. It's four or five. So the Gemara says kasha. So it's fair. Okay. Let's finish up the Rashi's. Kula Rebbehi. Okay. Kula Rebbehi. The Amar Paul Gan Shaka. They take exactly half. So he holds, first of all, like Rebbe is holding like Rebbe Yehuda, which we said in the other explanation also that was the case. He's holding totally like Rebbe that two are out of the cheshbon. Okay, so Elamai Arba Hachamesh by the Mishkos. So then why four? It should be taken five, because there's ten. Half of ten is five. What's this four? Lakasha Hadi Kamishmar Miyasaka. Okay, now as Rashi goes through with the cheshbon we just said. Sometimes Yom Tov will start on Monday. They don't want to come on Sunday, so they come already on Erev Shabbos. And they hang around until Monday. Because they all come on the regal. Sometimes Yom Tov will finish on Erev Shabbos, like on Thursday night. And v'mishmarat hochodlim kama be'er Shabbos, and on Friday they can go home. V'yesh mishmar misakev sham ad motzei Shabbos, but they'll say, "No, we want to hang. We don't want to leave. You know, on Friday we'll hang around till Shabbos and leave motzei Shabbos." Utnan mesecha sukkah that Shabbos shematocha regel hayu kol mishmarat Shabbat bechiluk lechem apanim. Right? They're all working on during the chag, so they all take part again a chelik in the lechem apanim on Shabbos, like Shabbos kol amoy. V'chein yom tov asamuch l'Shabbos bein mil faneha on yom shishi. Right? She'ein yecholim lashuv l'Shabbos l'mkoman bein mil acharea. Right? On yom rishon she'al korchan hein magdimim lavoba me'er of Shabbos. Hayu kol mishmarat Shabbat bechiluk lechem apanim sharei al korchan shohin sham. Right? Like we said before, that if it's on the chag ends on Yom Shishi, right? So you can't leave, so everybody's stuck there till Shabbos. And the other way around, if it starts on Yom Rishon, everybody has to come already on Erev Shabbos. So those two cases, since it's not there, nobody's making a choice. They have to be there. Therefore, everybody takes part in the lechem. Barehi k'Shabbos shematoch haregel. So chal yom echad lahafsik bin time. However, if it's not samuch, if you have a day in between, like Thursday we said or Monday. Right, o milafanel to go on she kala moed again mechamish b'Shabbos. If the chag ends on Thursday, so now Friday they could really leave. O meacharea she chila moed b'sheni b'Shabbos. It starts on Monday, so they really could have come on Sunday. Lo ayalhem lahakdim lavo milafanel. They didn't have to come early. So ain't on Shabbat. They don't get equal portion like everybody. Ella mishmar misake b'Shabbos. Bein shehu mishmar echad, bein shehu mishmarot harbe. We don't know. It can be. We don't know how many. It might be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It can be 10, 20. I mean, there's 24 mishmarot. So how many that are come and early or late? They don't have to. Whatever it might be, bein shehu mishmarot harbe. No tel shteichal. We give them to mechalek. V'ashar michalkot l'mishmar yotzei v'nichnas shezmano kavu l'osor Shabbos. Who are the ones that are supposed to get? And that's their Shabbos. So we said, "Ayihachi the mitzias a Rebbe he my lolam chamesh." So why is there chamesh? It comes out that there is sometimes four. So he says, "Right, kasha." So there's what's it called? I think it's a Rashi in Sanhedrin. I think that says. It's your homework. You think about our Shabbos. That it says that the Rashi said whenever the Gemara says, we've seen a number of places the Gemara ends off kasha. Right, so when it was a kasha, it doesn't say tiyufta. When it would have said tiyufta, the rabbi tiyufta, it's not a tiyufta. Tiyufta is she's slugged up, right? Nothing. When it says kasha, it means it's kasha, but it can be answered. Right? It's answerable. It's just a kasha. So you can think about how do you answer this up, right? There is an answer here. It's just a little bit kasha ends up with a kasha. You can think about what answer.